इति सूत्र टाइटल सतम पुंडरीक सूत्र वॉज सपोज टू बी taught by Buddha, but actually this sutta appeared maybe after 200 to 300 years after Buddha passed away. So, historically, we cannot say Buddha told this sutta. But here, if we say who told all our, if you ask if all the sutra was told by Buddha, the answer may be just only a part of it was told by Buddha. But it will not be exactly the same as he told us. Even the Hinayana Sutra, Agoma Sutra, were not handed down by Buddha's disciples exactly as taught. So even Hinayana Sutra was not told by Buddha. So Mahayana Sutra cannot be told by Buddha. we say Buddha, but in Buddhism, aspects of Buddha developed after Buddha passed away. Historical Buddha is not Buddha, only Buddha. It's so called it. Nimakaya Buddha. We have Sammakaya Buddha and Dhammakaya Buddha. So understanding of Buddha developed more and more as the perfect one. When Buddha was still alive, this point was not so important, because actually Buddha himself is their friend and their teacher and their God even. So he was superhuman being. Even when he was alive, and he was their teacher or their master. So there is no need for them to have some superhuman being like God. But after he passed away, because his character was so great that their disciples thought, adored him as a super human being. And this idea of super human being is very important element to promote the idea of Buddha, understanding of Buddha, to the perfect one. And this sutra was told not by Nimakaya Buddha or historical Buddha, but by Sambhogakaya Buddha. So if you read this sutra, you know, the construction of the sutra is, this sutra is the sutra which was told long, long, long time ago, long, long time before Buddha. And Buddha, knowing that, that there was this kind of sutra before him, he told about the sutra which was told by Sambhogakaya Buddha. The construction of the sutra is accordingly it does not say, sutra does not say sutra was attributed to him, but actually how he told this sutra is, he told this sutra as someone like Sambhogakaya Buddha, Virasana Buddha, like Virasana Buddha told long, long time before he told. So it is necessary for us to know, first of all, what is Nimakaya Buddha, Nirmakaya Buddha, and what is Sambhogakaya Buddha, and what is Dhammakaya Buddha, and how those aspects or understanding of Buddha developed from historical Buddha to Dhammakaya Buddha. Without this understanding, this sutra does not mean much. You know, if you do not have this kind of understanding, this sutra is just a fable. Maybe like a fairy tales, which does not mean much. Maybe interesting, but actually it doesn't much to do with our life. Accordingly, I have to explain, you know, what is Nimakaya Buddha, Nirmakaya Buddha, and what is Sambhogakaya Buddha, and what is Dhammakaya Buddha, and how how Buddhism, which was taught by Nimakaya Buddha, developed to the Mahayana Buddhism, which was taught by Sambhogakaya Buddha. Okay. Kind of. Maybe. Really difficult thing for you to understand. Maybe. Do you know the Nirmakaya Buddha? Nirmanakaya Buddha. Sammakaya Buddha and Dhammakaya Buddha. Do you know that? Nirmakaya Buddha is how we are, how Buddhists why Buddhists have Nimakaya Buddha is the historical Buddha, but historical Buddha has two elements. One is human being, and the other is superhuman being. This is the two elements of historical Buddha. Historically, such a character exists. Buddha is, as you know, God himself. Was not God himself, but he was human being. But for the for his followers, he was a kind of perfect one. And when he attained enlightenment, his confidence was and he reached to the bottom of our human nature. He could understand. He was enlightened in human nature, which is universal, true nature, true human nature, which is universal to everyone and every being. And he subdued all the emotions and the thinking mind. And he conquered all of this and all of the world. And he became a world owner one. He had this confidence when he attained enlightenment. And his follower listened to him as a perfect, as a teacher, who is also the perfect one. So he has, historical Buddha has two elements. The most important, the vital element for idea of Buddha was this super human element of Buddha. If he just he was just historical character or one of the great sage, then Buddhism cannot survive for so long time. Why Buddhism could survive for so long time is this element of superhuman being. In historical book. And this idea of a superhuman being of Buddha as a superhuman being was supported by the teaching he taught One of the most important teaching of Buddhism is the teaching of cause and effect, teaching of causality. Do you know, if you do something good, naturally you will have some good effect. And that is one of the most important teaching our Buddha. And how he, you know, saw their disciples. Wonder how he could acquire that such a lofty character, such a good character. And according to Buddha's teaching, Buddha told them that if you do something good, you will have good result. If you practice hard, you will acquire good character. That was what he told them. So that he has such a good character means that he had. That was the result of his long practice. And if his character is incredibly high, his former practice should be incredibly hard, long one. And this, you know, when their adoration to Buddha reached to the extended, limitlessly, then the practice he had before he attained enlightenment or attained Buddhahood should be limitless. You know, here the idea of limitless came to their mind. So if Buddha is limitlessly lofty person, that the time he practiced his way should be also limitlessly long. So in this way, the historical Buddha became more and more something like absolute being. The idea of absolute or limitlessness came to their mind. So Buddha here, Buddha is not just, you know, a human being. In his former life, for them, they thought that in his former life, his former life should be limitless, you know. It is the same thing with us, you know. We, you know, appeared in this world, but how we appear in this world? You know, we have limitless, you know, background, and we appear in this world. we do not appear all of a sudden from nothing. There's something, there must be something before we appear in this world. And for Buddha, also, that he was so great is that he had so great practice. He has had so great practice. This point is very important. For development of the Buddha, idea of Buddha. So he was described in various ways as a human, superhuman being. He had 18 characters, which is completely different from usual person. And he had 18 virtues, which is difficult, different from usual person. And also, he had physically 32 marks, you know. Do you know? 32 marks. You may say this is just, you know, description of, this is just, you know, big adjective for the Buddha. It is so, maybe so. But, you know, there's some reason why they should put such a big adjective to Buddha. So that this kind of things were described in even in Hinayana Sutra, which belongs to Agoma Sutra, which belongs to Hinayana Buddhism. This kind of, you know, Mahayanistic idea of Buddha is included already. So, it is difficult to say which is Mahayana teaching and which is Hinayana teaching actually. If you closely read those sutras, even in Hinayana Sutra, we find Mahayanistic description of Buddha. But actually, as he was a human being, when he was 80 years old, he passed away. In this point, he was not any more supernatural, human being. But as a superhuman being, how, we should understand his death, you know. If he is a superhuman being, there will not be no need to take Nibbana. We say to take Nibbana. This is also, you know, means he to die or to remain alive, it was his choice, you know. But for ordinary person, it is not possible to, you know, to have this kind of choice. They describe this point. As you know, he took Nibbana. Why he took Nibbana was because he had completed in giving people chance to attain enlightenment. And he gave full teaching for the people to attain enlightenment. So there was no need for him to live anymore. That is why he took Nibbana. They understood his death in this way. So for usual person, we appear in this world according to Buddhism because of karma. And because of karma, we die. This is usual for person. But for Buddha, he appeared in this world with vow, you know. This is Mahayana vow. The vow you recite, you know, four vows. The first vow you recite, you know, four vows. The first one was to save all human beings. This is a vow. With vow, he appeared in this world. And instead of karma, with vow, he appeared in this world. So here we have teaching of vow, or instead of karma. But karma and vow, it's actually the same thing, maybe, but our attitude changes. When our understanding changes, the karma changes into our vow. Instead of living by karma, we live with vow to help people who live in karma. That is Buddha's teaching. And this kind of teaching was supported by Buddha's, by the teaching which was told actually by Buddha when he was alive. You see? So, for them, this is not just story. This is actual story we see through Buddha. In this way, Buddhism survived for so long time. So anyway, this kind of Buddha who appeared by with vow to save people, starting from training as a bodhisattva, bodhisattva, and appeared in this world as a god, as a Buddha, is called incarnated body or Nirmanakaya Buddha. So far, all of this kind of teaching is called Hinayana Buddhism. But if you closely see those teachings, there is already Mahayanistic view of teaching, understanding of teaching. I said right now, incarnated body. If so, there must be essential body. The mother of incarnated body. So, our understanding reach to this point, more profound teaching will be understood as a Mahayana teaching.
You said that there is some reason why people should put a big adjective to the Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
What's the reason?
Because, when he was, when Buddhism was the teaching between Buddha and his disciples or his followers, there was that kind of quality already. for us who do not know who is Buddha, you know, who actually do not know who is Buddha, and for us who knew he was historical character, you know, he is just a historical character. But for their disciple, he was not just, he was greater than a historical character. That was the reason.
But because they were romantic, should we believe that? It sounds very superstitious to me, Roshi.
Yeah.
And it sounds very romantic. You know, flowery and full of things that are not so real.
Yeah, that is maybe you understand. Which is super, which is, you know, realistic, I don't know. You have to think more. Which is romantic? Romantic, maybe. We are, you know, naturally, pretty romantic being, you know. So perhaps, you know, we are too much romantic and too much emotional, that we don't want to be so romantic and emotional, and we want to be more realistic and. Realistic. You know, that is our desire. That is, you know. But actually, you know, we have, you know, romantic and emotional being. That is very true. So, you know, this, which is, I don't, you know, argue whether we are romantic or realistic. But the purpose of religion is to solve this kind of problem.
By giving into it?
No, by knowing that, that is wisdom. You know, you will understand, you know, if I explain what is Sammakaya Buddha and what is Dhammakaya Buddha. But so far, you know, how Buddhism developed a kind of history, you know. And as they treat him, if we want to treat him as a historical character, it is necessary for us to understand who is what is historical character. And historical character is based on deeper has deeper background. There's no character just appeared without any background. So the more realistic understanding could be possible when we understand background of the Nimakaya Buddha, so we say this is just Nimakaya Buddha. It means, as you say, in one sense, superficial, maybe. Because this is Nimakaya Buddha. I don't talk about Mahayana, Samakaya Buddha or Dhammakaya Buddha.
Nirmanakaya Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha,
mm-hmm.
and the historical Buddha,
mm-hmm.
in the Mil Sutra, it says numerous Nirmanakaya Shakyamuni Buddhas.
Yeah.
More than one?
More than one. You see? More than one. So this is not. But how this kind of, you know, profound understanding of Buddha developed is from this kind of maybe romantic, you know, idea created this kind of profound, realistic, more realistic Buddha. If you ignore one side of our life, we will not have a good understanding of human life. So Nimakaya Buddha, you know, it's maybe a tentative Buddha. Tentative form and color of true Buddha. Then what is true Buddha? It will be the next question. And
recording of the words, and he takes photographs of the person, and there's still something left that he hasn't got. And how is he going to describe this and communicate it to the other people, this part that he hasn't been able to record?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that perhaps in this symbolic way is probably the only way to express it for him.
Yeah. And very symbolic, but it includes, you know, the scripture includes good parts of human nature and bad parts of human nature, and very realistic, actually. But scary is so big, but it includes various elements, good and bad, right and wrong. So the scale should be very great and extravagant, should be. Or else you cannot accept this kind of teaching, which includes good side and bad side.
What is the essence of the term Vairochana?
Vairochana.
Vairochana. Vairochana means Dhammakaya Buddha. I will explain it in next lecture.
Is there a vow that says, from Bodhisattva, not wanting, not wishing to enter nirvana until all sentient beings have entered nirvana?
Yeah. until all sentient beings enter Nibbana, I will not enter Nibbana. I will not take Nibbana. Some of them may take this kind of vow, take this vow in that way too. This is the when we put emphasis on the vow, you know, when we have this kind of vow, you know, until all beings take Nibbana, enter Nibbana, I will not take Nibbana. If you take that vow, at that time you are Buddha himself, you know.
In what way are you interested in
Shakyamuni Buddha entered Nibbana? He finishing his task, you know. He became a perfect, supreme Buddha, which is more than Nimakaya Buddha. Okay. Those questions are very important, you know. It will be the key to understand. There will be the key to understand Mahayana Buddhism. So there's no reason, you know, to give answer to those questions, to your question, means to give chance for you to understand Mahayana Buddhism more. So, in first chapter, you know, when it describes the scale of this Lotus Sutra, you will find out many people who disturbed Buddha's way, like Daiva. Who tried to kill his wife and his son as a nun or a priest appears in this Lotus Sutra. And there are many characters. Spirit of mountains or trees or flowers. No, this way of describing is very poetic, but actually it points out many elements as a material of Mahayana Buddhism. All the problems we have, it's all the furniture of, or ornament of this sutta.
When you read the sutra,
Are we reading about historical Buddha and historical times? Even when we read about the 32 marks, are we reading about our own mind right now? And is it all about existence right now?
Yeah. And, you know, when we say 32 marks, you know, you will understand 30 marks is, you know, he has beautiful blue eyes, and he has beautiful hair, and he has very good teeth, a man of good teeth or something. But it describes how he had this kind of, how he acquired this kind of marks. And if you read that part, it is not so easy at all to be a Buddha. That is the teaching, you know. We are not just describing something good. And his teaching is very strict, even though they are talking, they are describing his teaching in some fancy way, but actually very simple and very strict. In one word, you can describe his teaching if you understand it. Very simple and very fancy. And include many things, good and bad. So to exist in this way, like a lotus in muddy water, is not, you know, so easy. But without this kind of strict understanding, strict and profound and rich understanding of life, we cannot be a disciple of Buddha. Do I have?
No, that's it.